The draft plan includes $12.6 million from the Gulf Consortium for the Bayou Chico Contaminated Sediment Remediation Project.
For the past 100, 150 years, Bayou Chico has been a working waterfront. Lots of shipbuilding, previously used for lumber activity. And with that development, there's been a lot of degradation of the sediments in Bayou Chico.
Matt Posner is program manager and says it was unanimously selected by the Escambia County Commission as the county's sole project for the State Expenditure Plan, or SEP.
So this project will remediate that in some form or fashion. That could be through dredging, through a new technology that we're not aware of yet. But the level of effort required and the amount of contaminants will depend upon work that we're going to get going here this spring.
The consortium voted early on to distribute Florida's spill impact component, aka Pot 3 monies, equally among the 23 member counties from Escambia to Monroe. The counties are in charge of implementing their own approaches to determine which projects get the highest priority. That's where Escambia's $12.6 million is coming from for the Bayou.
This is really the keystone project in restoring Bayou Chico. The county has taken on a lot of work over the past 5-10 years, along with ECUA and the city of Pensacola, to fix stormwater issues, to fix wastewater infrastructure. The commission saw this project as one of the projects really to finish out the restoration of Bayou Chico.
The county, through its Natural Resources Management Department, is working on a couple of studies. One last summer involved mapping out the soft sediment, or muck, that's in the bayou.
Our water quality division determined the volume to be 2 million cubic yards. This spring, we'll be working, hopefully, with the University of West Florida to analyze the contaminant level in that sediment. That way, we can determine what the real scope of the project and the cost of the project will be.
The two studies are expected to meet four goals: to qualify and quantify the volume of sediment, identify the contaminants, to look at possible remediation methods, and to restore Bayou Chico. Next up is a series of public hearings on the work, none of it to be held in Pensacola. Posner points to some back and forth at the consortium level.
They determined that they would only hold two in-public meetings, one in Panama City, one in Tampa. Unfortunately, it's not in Pensacola, but it's close as we can get, and there will be a couple of webinars as well.
Those two webinars are set for February 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and on February 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. Information is available at myescambia.com/restoringbayouchico. The public comment period closes on March 2nd.
At that time, the consultant team for the Gulf Consortium will review those public comments, incorporate any meaningful public comment, and present it back to the consortium board of directors in April. And at that time, the final SEP will be approved and sent to the governor's office for approval.
From the governor's office, the proposal then goes to the federal level for review, and the county hopes its blessing from the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council. And does that mean it's a bit early to map out starting and completion dates? Posner says yes and no.
We have additional funding through the Restoration Council, around $300,000, to do the design work of the project. So that will kick off hopefully later this summer or early fall. But we expect actual on-the-ground work hopefully within 5 years.
One side benefit from the project, says Matt Posner, could be its use in the future as a template for similar projects.
It's possible. You know, Bayou Chico is one of, if not the most polluted bayous in our area, and has been on the impaired waters list for longer than any other system we have here. So this will be an interesting step in restoring a waterway, so we'll see how it goes.
When asked if the work could impact any commercial activity on Bayou Chico, Posner said it could be just the opposite, that it may stimulate additional activity when the working waterway is restored. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.